Well, the trade of Kevin Youkilis failed to spark the White Sox or the Red Sox. Last night in Boston, Jose Bautista, Colby Rasmus, and J.P. Arencibia each slammed two-run homers, powering the Blue Jays to a 9-6 win over the Red Sox. David Ortiz went deep twice for Boston in the loss, tying Ted Williams for the most multi-homer games in Red Sox history with 37. In Minnesota, Kevin Youkilis went 1-for-4 in his White Sox debut, as his new club fell to the Twins 4-1. In the Bronx, Robinson Cano and Dwayne Wise each went deep, as the Yankees routed Cleveland 7-1. Hiroki Kuroda carried a shutout into the eighth and is now 4-1 over his last six starts. The Yankees have won 13 of 16. Elsewhere in the American League, Detroit dropped Texas 8-2, Kansas City blanked Tampa Bay 8-0, and Oakland shut down Seattle 1-0. Over to the NL last night in Chicago, Travis Wood fired seven innings of shutout ball as the Cubs routed the Mets 6-1. Elsewhere, San Francisco blasted the Dodgers 8-0, Cincinnati got by Milwaukee 3-1, St. Louis rallied to beat Miami 8-7-10, Philadelphia ripped Pittsburgh 8-3, Colorado doubled up Washington 4-2, and San Diego held off Houston 8-7. At Wimbledon, unseeded Venus Williams was quickly dispatched by Elena Vesnina 6-1, 6-3, marking the first time Williams lost in the opening round at Wimbledon since her debut in 1997. Top seeds Novak Djokovic and Maria Sharapova advanced without dropping a set, as did number 3 seeds Roger Federer and Agnieszka Radwanska. 6th-seeded Tomas Berdych and number 11 John Isner were upset victims, as was Jelena Jankovic. The number 8 seed in the women's draw lost to Kim Clijsters, who's playing Wimbledon for the last time. And in college baseball, Arizona is the winner of the College World Series after ending South Carolina's two-year reign as champions. James Ferris and Matthew Troop combined on a three-hitter as the Wildcats claimed their fourth title and the first since 1986 by downing the Gamecocks 4-1. I'm Tristan O'Neill, WAMC News.